We welcome you back to Frisco here on the Cacique Pregame Show. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation with Riders manager Chad Comer. 31 games into the season, it's a decent enough sample size to this point. Through this portion of the season, do you feel like you kind of have a grasp on what this team is at this point?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's been fun to watch these guys go out and compete every single night. I think that's the biggest thing what I've learned about this team is there's no quitting them. You know, whether we get up and then go through the game that way, or we fall behind early and go through the game that way, you know, it seems like we find a way to be in it in the eighth, ninth inning and give ourselves a chance to go compete and win a baseball game.
That was the case last night as well, just a slim one-run loss. But, you know, when you have an offense like this that seemingly is so unrelenting, how much does that change your ability to work the bullpen and try to stay close in games, even if it's a bigger deficit?
Yeah, no doubt. I think you hit it on the head right there. It's, it's a fun thing to be able to do, see how we can continue to put games together with the moves we make out of the bullpen. And then obviously our defense, you know, keeping us in a game as well, doing the best they can. And then, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, just putting ourselves in the best position to go win a baseball game.
There have been a lot of really great standouts to begin the season, but the free agents that the Rangers signed that have come here to this level have been incredible, whether it's Orlando Martinez, Marcus Lee Sang, Max Wagner, Corey Joyce. From your perspective, seeing a guy come in and get a second chance like that and perform the way they have, how has that been?
It's awesome. And, you know, the biggest thing is, like, they're a team. You know, whether it's guys that have come up in the Rangers system or it's free agent signs that we've had, like, the coolest thing is when you're in that clubhouse and you see them interact and you see them pull for one another, like, there is no, like, woe is me mentality there. It's everybody pulling for one another, everybody picking each other up, and, you know, that's been a really special thing.
Marcus Lee Sang in particular has been really good and has hit up and down the lineup for you. When you're constructing a lineup, I know you faced a lefty yesterday, so the lefty boat going in the nine hole. What does that do for you when you have a guy who's top 10 in the league in average and OPS hitting nine?
Yeah, you know, I think once again that just goes to the whole, like, no woe is me mentality. Like, there hasn't been a guy that's come up or been like, man, why am I in the nine hole today, or why is this? Like, they just go out there, play and compete, and I think it makes it a lot of fun when you're putting a lineup together, like lefty, righty, whatever it might be, and it's like, okay, what's going to afford us the best opportunity to have success off this guy tonight? And when you end up having like an Orlando Martinez and a Marcus Lee Sang in your 8-9 hole for the night, it puts you in a pretty good spot to turn the lineup over and go from there. So I look at it more as like, hey, what's the best way we can go combat the starter on the mound tonight and give us the best chance of success? And then the coolest thing is then you get into the bullpen and all of a sudden some of those leverage at bats are being had by, you know, guys that could hit in the top of the lineup anywhere. And that's the way I look at our lineup is like, 1 through 9, we have guys that can hit in the top of any lineup, 1 through 3, 1 through 4. So it's pretty cool to see that depth and that opportunity there.
Joined by Chad Comer, Riders manager. We were talking off air about this a couple of days ago, but the first inning success has been incredible for the Riders this year. When it comes to kind of trying to knock a starter out early and get to that bullpen, how impressive has the first inning been overall this year?
Yeah, it really has. You know, I think we use some of those like kind of benchmarks as you're going in a game. Can you get the starter to 60 pitches, you know, by the third inning as he's going and things like that? And anytime, like you say, in the first inning, you can look up and he's at 22, 23 pitches. Guys are moving around in the bullpen, all that. Like it gives you a little bit of momentum there and like what can happen in the game.
We can talk about a lot of guys individually, but someone who is really impressed at the beginning of the season is Willian Bormy and what he's done out of the bullpen. You've thrown him in leverage. You've thrown him first out of the bullpen. How much of a weapon is he for you?
Yeah, I think it's that. I think, you know, the more I've managed and been around it, sometimes we talk about leverage and people just think, oh, that's the 7th, 8th, or 9th inning, like with runners on and that. But, hey, it could be a point where the starter's kind of getting up at his pitches and there's guys on base and you've got a 2-run lead and it's the 4th inning. And it's like, hey, man, we need him to go out here and shut the door right here and go back out for another one. And then we'll continue to go with the rest of our bullpen from there, which has had success also. So I think those leverage opportunities present themselves at different times. And it's awesome to have guys like that that are a Swiss Army knife for you and can throw early in games or throw late in games.
That's part one of our conversation with Riders manager Chad Comer. Make sure you stick around and tune in tomorrow. You can hear part two. Starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott & White Health are coming up next on the Cacique Pregame Show.